Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. I, as always, am your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew.
Rich, playing Theo.
Eric, playing Cosmo.
Mark, playing Glebnor.
Hark, playing Teluga.
All right, boys, let's get right into today's episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, our gang awoke at the Violet Hostel, hungover, disheveled, and sporting new tattoos and a haircut. After paying his blood rent to Grimsley, Cosmo led the gang into the streets of the Hellion Quarter on an investigation into what happened last night. After a close encounter and even closer shave at the Razor's Edge barbershop, the boys made their way to Shred the Krikorak to pick up the clothes they had apparently paid for the night before. Sporting their new duds, they made their way over to the Last Drop, and after sending Bouncicles on a quest to track down the escaped Stormcaller Felix, they paid up their tab with Doreen and learned that the former members of Acid Splash had started a new band called Conviction. They would be playing at the Battle of the Bands before the King of the Ebon Den. And that's where we find our heroes now. Unfortunately, sitting in front of Doreen, who looks very concerned for them, but unable to really do anything to help.
Well, boys, I think you all could probably use get some rest. It sounds like you get a lot on your plate, but maybe you go sleep this one off?
Oh, man. You guys said that you got a place to sleep, right?
Yeah.
I'm really not trying to go back and see my freaking landlord.
Yeah, that guy was weird.
Sucky, sucky.
Oh, weird doesn't even begin, man.
But, yeah, we just got to get back to the docks. He'll turn into a big flat raft.
I'm sorry, what?
You'll see.
I mean, you saw a big flat in the barbershop. Yeah. Basically, he does that in water, and he... You know.
But I'm ribbed, so you don't slip.
We're gonna smash cut now to you just standing on top of Glebnor, kind of floating in the water.
Oh, you know, I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't this.
Bye, Craig. We'll see you later.
Okay.
Just like not looking up from his clipboard. Yeah.
Sure, whatever.
Just tell Wick we said see ya.
I won't.
I don't know who you
are. I love that guy.
You guys sail across the Nocturne Lake back towards Slubledrip. As you guys approach Slubledrip, can I actually get a perception check from the gang? Unfortunately, you're all still very hungover, so that'll be a disadvantage.
I believe I can do it. I can
actually,
guidance.
Actually, I thought forgot about this. Theo, you'll actually make it straight. You would have had advantage on this, but because of the hangover, you don't.
Huh, that was a nat one.
Wait, why would I have? I would have had disadvantage.
I am giving you advantage for something you don't know about.
Just okay. So
I'm being
17.
Sneaky.
17.
I got a 2, 3. Excuse me.
Yeah, pounding headache, bro.
It's yeah, just, dude.
It's mine's a 9.
Are going into
okay.
My head.
I'm just focusing on maintaining boat.
You can hear, as you approach Slubledrip, there's like music on the wind. But
what kind of music?
It doesn't sound like a kazoo. It sounds like a funeral dirge being played. And as you get closer, I'll say, Theo, you realize that some of these songs are in Draconic.
If you killed young Orion...
As you guys approach the dock,
or Jenry.
As you guys approach the dock, you can see Mean Gene runs down to the dock.
Are you boys okay? Are you boys all right? Is everything okay down here?
You guys know this guy?
It's my grandpa.
We got a log story. What's going on? Dad?
The Stormcaller escaped. We thought the worst. We thought that you boys were missing when we all woke up, so we were worried that he had taken you or done something to you. Are you all right?
We're confused, but we are okay.
All right.
What did the Stormcaller do?
I'm so sorry, Theo. He must have wanted vengeance. He killed Jenry and a few of the other Kuotoa that were guarding him. I can take you all to him now, if you'd like a moment.
Lead the way, please.
Jenry. And you can see Nautica's
fair and equitable traitor of all time.
Not a kazoo is being played in the town of Slubledrip as these crestfallen catfish Kuotoa lead you over. They open up one of the hut doors. And you can see Jenry's body laying out on a table. And it's clear that he had been strangled from behind with the chains of Felix's handcuffs.
Teluga, you know when I said Felix dies?
Yeah.
Slowly.
Slow, yes.
We're slowing it down?
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
Do we know the Kuotoa that got killed?
They were just guards, catfish guards. None of the ones that you came with, they were...
That doesn't make them any less valuable.
Yeah. I wasn't making that judgment.
I can't believe you'd do that, right?
These scumbag catfish, I see where you're at.
And you can see that there's like more of these Dragonborn and Kobold. They just look devastated. Jenry was a very well-respected member in that community.
Yeah, he was the easiest shopkeep to deal with of all time.
He was so fair and so equitable.
I think Theo's gonna go over to Jenry, like kneel next to him, and in Draconic say, "You will have vengeance through my hand," and then kind of look for Yarno.
Yeah, you can see Yarno kind of pushes through the crowd.
I can't believe this shit, man. One fucking lump after another. You all right, kid? You were gone. Did you guys make your way into the city?
Yeah, is Frick around?
Yeah, Frick's been here the whole time.
You take your moment, Theo. I'm going to go talk to Frick.
Sounds good.
Need help, Daddy?
I don't think you want to be here for this one, son.
I'm going to pay my respects to Jenry.
Okay.
Good night, sweet prince.
You stomp your way through Slubble Drip and make your way over towards where you know that Frick and your uncle live. It's the fanciest hut in all of Slubble Drip. It's stacked up with like crayfish traps, and it's like a junk pile, but painted kind of nice. You can see pushing out of the way is your uncle Gulp.
Oh, good heavens! I am so glad you were not injured.
Gulp, yeah. No, where's Frick?
Oh, your cousin Frick.
Where is he?
He's resting now. He was just so upset that
y'all
were missing.
I'm gonna go to him real quick. I'm gonna double back to you.
Okay, I'll be waiting here. You go speak to your cousin.
If you just hear noise, don't worry. It's just a loud conversation.
These things happen.
I'm going to storm up to Frick's room, and I'm just gonna punch him till he wakes up.
Whoa, dude, hold on! Oh my god, I'm so happy you're alright, dude.
I'm gonna punch him right now.
Make an attack roll.
22.
Oh yeah, you just fucking cold clock.
I'm sorry, so bro. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't know what to do, man. I freaked out, dude.
Frick?
Yeah.
You're the worst.
I've heard that before.
And I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed in you.
Oh, your words cut like a knife.
And then I just leave his room. Wait, hold on. I double back again. Do you remember anything from last night?
Nah, man, I freaking spaced out, dude. I was tweaked off. I kept eating those mushrooms thinking that I would get cool effects, but none of them worked. I just felt like lame, and I had a stomach ache the whole time. You guys were having so much fun. I felt like a real fucking wet blanket, dude.
Well, you became one the second you left us.
You guys went off partying, and I don't know. I left with Reggie, and we thought we'd kind of... It was...
Where's Reggie?
Oh, he's not with you?
Frick, where is Reggie?
I don't know, dude. We got down to the docks, and I took a boat home, and Reggie said...
You can make an insight check real quick if you'd like.
22.
He's probably lying a little bit.
Frick, are you sure you want to lie to me right now?
Definitely not.
Then can you tell me the truth?
I'm sorry, dude. I forced Reggie to come with me. I didn't want to go back by myself, and I was freaking out about how to get a boat, and I took him with me, and he got all annoyed, and he was yelling at me in his weird little accent, and he said he was going to go back and find you guys, so I let him go once I scored a boat. I thought he would have found you.
He did not, and now he's in that town alone, and we aren't there.
Shit, man. I'm sorry, dude. Did you even know him that well? It's probably not that big of a deal. I'm sure he'll be fine.
We knew him very well.
Oh, sorry. I can't believe what happened with that freaking storm caller. He got out.
Yeah.
Everyone's freaking out.
It's almost like if we didn't leave, we could have been helping.
Dude. Is this my fault?
No. Not entirely, but it should be a lesson to you of responsibility.
Just please don't tell my dad.
Oh, I'm telling him.
What? No, dude, come on.
The more he knows, the more we can prepare.
if you tell my dad that I'm never going to be the Bopple Goal.
The what?
The Bopple Goal.
Okay, hold on. What is that?
It's like a prince title. It means that you're ready to learn the way of the plane.
What? What is the plane?
Oh, it's... nothing. It's nothing. Don't worry
Frick,
about it, dude.
I punch Frick one more time.
Okay,
before
no,
I
had that one coming. I get it. I get it.
We're done here.
He kind of just sits on his bed.
Think about what you did.
I will. Probably for the rest of my life.
Because one good man died today. I assumed it was today. It's like early this morning, most likely.
I think that's what they said, yeah.
Yeah.
He must have got out like not that long after we did and followed us in the city.
Yeah. The good news on that end, remember Bouncicles?
Yeah.
He's on the hunt.
Sick.
We really connected. Like brothers, even.
Oh, so like closer than cousins?
Yes, which we
Shit.
Could have been.
I'm sorry.
If you weren't so lame.
No, you're right.
So work on that. Don't okay. be lame anymore, Frick.
I'm gonna try.
All right. Maybe do some push-ups. Work on your body. You're kind of noodly.
I'm pretty noodly.
Or use that to your advantage. You're kind of squirrely.
That's why I thought Dad would treat me in the way of the plane.
Well, anyways, I'm gonna go talk to your dad about this plane stuff.
Okay. I'll be here.
Because you don't want to tell me about it.
Despondent.
Okay, Frick. And I go back down to Gulp. Hey, Gulp. Uncle. Big hug. Big hug, Uncle.
Oh, my brand new Plop Toluga. Bring it on in here. Gives you a big hug. He's massive. This huge catfish man.
Ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so... Gotta be honest.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, honesty is always rewarded with either, you know, fairness or just stern words.
Oh, magic items or gold? Lots of different things can be rewarded.
No, I'm good with gold. I flashed back.
Whoa!
But I get your point. Frick was real excited last night, and we ended up going into town.
Ma Frick?
Yes.
Frick has been nothing but a picture of perfection. He's never wronged me or
well, he didn't wrong you.
Disobeyed my orders.
Well, did you order him to not go into town?
Of course.
When?
Like every day of his life. He...
Did you remember yesterday?
Well, I was a bit distracted with all of the blee-blee talk and the kazooing. And the feast really was in my mind's eye. I may have forgotten to impart that information.
So yeah, so he's in the clear then.
I suppose he'll be getting a stern talking to, don't you worry.
Okay. But he brought us to town
uh-huh.
with Reggie and everyone else. And we had a blast, actually. It was kind of fun until it wasn't. And then we woke up hungover, missing Reggie and my pants. And then I got these tattoos.
Oh, these are not traditional.
But they say bleebly.
You see, he inspects your tattoos. I suppose these will work, and I believe you can probably control them much like our people can typically do. Have you activated them yet?
I just thought I got tatted up. I don't know what this is.
Oh, boy, these are magic tattoos.
Huh?
You've been in that den of sin and didn't even realize it.
Well, you're right, I didn't.
If you had gotten a tattoo here with your own people, you would have handsome lobster claw tattoos. Much like me, your cousin, and all the people of Slubledrip.
Oh.
But we can still work with this, here. I need you to think Kuotoa thoughts. Strong thoughts. Picture your tattoo forming a massive, a claw of ink.
So,
picture it, like, real hard.
You just see Toluca, like, close his eyes and just really scrunch his face thinking.
Now slam your fins together.
Oh, okay. And you just...
and as you bash your fins together, your Eldritch Claw tattoo activates. The letters bleebly come off of your arm in this liquid ink. The guns on the back of your biceps separate. And around both of your hands, you form these big inky crab claws.
Oh my god, this is awesome.
This is an ancient art. That's why all the Kuatoa in this fine village are tattooed as such. Oh, yeah, you're really clicking them. You're clicking them a whole lot than
I'm
I was
clicking
expecting.
Over here.
Look
this
at you
is
go.
Crazy. Anyways, but yeah, we had that. We woke up hungover. I don't know how much Dad told you about the storm clerics.
Well, I did hear that they destroyed your home.
They have infiltrated the town. And not like recently. It seems like it's probably for a while.
I mean, I don't particularly associate myself with the Ebenden, that den of iniquity. But I understand that you would wish to keep those storm callers away from a seat of power.
Yeah, they also don't like us as, I guess, a race. Because we can do what we're doing with Bleebly, and they don't want that. They only want the one guy.
Krizik.
Yeah. They started this whole thing called Krizik Rock, and it's really lame.
Are there any kazoos involved?
No, it's disgusting. Distinct lack of kazoos, even.
These are dire times. Well, Taluga, you've been most impressive. You arrived to your home village not only bringing us a new god, but a real chutzpah, a gumption, if you will, that I truly respect. I believe that maybe you may be a fine candidate to be the next Barpool Gold.
Both you and Frick have said that word, and it makes less sense to me every time. But he did mention something about learning about Pleens.
Oh, the way of the Pleen entices you, does it?
Kinda. I'm curious.
I believe that I may be able to train you in our ancient fish art.
Oh, I'm no good at drawing.
It's more... The canvas will be the faces of your enemies. I will teach you to punch.
Oh, okay. I like that.
With a stickiness and a wetness that other martial arts cannot come close to.
Okay, I really like that one.
The Barpool Gold is a princely title given by the original Plu-Plu Pleen to his disciples. It's an ancient art. Pleen style itself. The Plu-Plu Pleen fighting style incarnate is about stickiness and wetness and really wriggling around a bunch.
Oh, I'm all about that. And I slap my bicep and just like as I lift my hand off my fin off my bicep, it's just like you just see goo.
I have not seen a viscosity of that magnitude for decades. If you will... come back to me at the... Or I guess not come back, but I'm assuming you're going back into that den of iniquity to hunt down these creatures?
Well, our friend Reggie got left behind there because of your son Frick.
Oh, it's Frick's fault. Well, that just does me in.
Sort of. I wouldn't say entirely his fault, but he could have done something more.
All right, well... Frick has been quite a disappointment, if I'm being honest. His martial abilities are lacking. But seems that Mean Gene has raised you up much better than I thought my city slicker brother capable.
Yeah, he punched real good.
He does punch real good. He actually abandoned the way of the Pleen to focus on his astral self, but I believe I can train you.
Was it because he didn't have as much of goo?
He's a bit dry. I never meant to mock my brother's dryness and his lack of
wet. We are sensitive
wet.
About that.
It's of course. I will train you, Taluga.
I'm honored.
But let's all deal with this nasty business of these storm callers first.
Yeah, that is very pressing.
My training is intensive and intense. Yeah, it kind of means the same thing. But you will not understand. It'll be a lot of work, and I don't. Listen, all right, go back to your friends. I will begin the training grounds for your montage.
I love montages!
And then back over in this hut, in this complete opposite energy, in front of the body of Jenry, what are you three doing? You can see that you're also, your little buddy, your little kobold companions are all around you now, Theo.
I think Theo is... probably say, like, I don't know exactly what he would say, but whatever the dragonborn like believe in God or, you know, next life or whatever, basically saying some kind of prayer essentially. Awesome. For him in Draconic, and then telling Yarno when he has a minute to talk to him outside, and basically, like, signaling to Glebnor and Cosmo to, like, let's wait outside.
You guys finish up your prayers, and Yarno comes out to meet you.
I'm just so sick of this shit, man. Yeah, well, it's
probably not going to get much better. From what we could figure out, I think the storm callers have infiltrated the city.
I fucking figures. Oh, hey, sorry, but Yarno, nice to meet you.
And he goes to shake your hand, Cosmo.
Cosmo shakes his hand back.
My bad. This is Cosmo. We met him at the what was the tavern again? The Last Drop.
That's the one.
Yeah. He was part of a cool band, but then they left
him. They became uncool.
Yeah, man. They became uncool, but he's really cool.
Thanks, dude.
No problem. You got a knack for making weird friends, but it's gonna probably be a huge help to us, if I'm being totally honest. Yeah. What was your take on the city?
You'd love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah. 100%. It's definitely right up your alley. Just, you know, it's got a lot of dwarves and, you know, tieflings like him.
I sent a couple of my scouts in the city. Want to kind of get a lay of the land when you guys did. By the way, nice moves taken out. Classic.
Hey, I mean, yeah. I'm going to hand Yarno the gun to inspect it and be like,
finally fucking did it.
He's holding the gun in his hand.
Man. Yeah,
it bang, bang real good.
Oh, I bet it does. Hey, Dio. Dad'd be proud, man.
Thanks, Yarno. One thing, and I'm going to take out the two smaller Dreadforge hearts and just be like, do you think there's anything we can do with these?
Oh, hell yeah. Let me see those. He grabs them and takes a peek. Oh, yeah, baby. I can power up something real fancy with these. Oh, fuck, man. I never paid you.
He goes and grabs into his little satchel.
It was 10 gold each, right? That was the play?
15 for Glebnor and Taluga, 10 for me.
Yeah, you fucking sharp.
Yeah, gives you the money.
Give me a couple days with these. I think I got a couple ways to make bang bang as well, if that makes sense.
I like that.
All right, listen, we got to get some connections in this city. Did you find a thieves guild or anything of that nature?
We didn't really have too much time to look around because Frick got us high.
Okay, cool.
No.
Oh, no? Okay.
No, we lost Reggie.
Fuck, your little buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's no good.
No.
He's a little cute. No, he's so full of joy and glee. He's the guy that you found out at the bog?
Yeah.
You living like a tiny mushroom or something? What was his fucking deal?
I lean into Yarno and kind of like huddle him near me. Uh-huh. Look, you keep this on the down low.
Sure.
He's a Dredgeforge gnome.
Yarno's eyes go kind of wide.
He's good though. He's not a bad.
No. I get it.
He was like trapped for a long time, and he didn't know that the Dredgeforge fought everybody, so he was very confused by everything.
So like a pre-war kind of droid or something?
Yeah.
What the fuck? All right, do not tell anyone this information.
Yeah, you don't either.
You shouldn't have even told me. I'm fucking freaking out. That's so bad.
You need to know.
Oh god, so if he's missing and the Stormcallers figure that out, oh, we are so fucked.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's why we have to find him.
Okay, you have got to get back in the city. We got to find
the plan.
This guy.
We need to rest, though, because I'm feeling like total ass. Okay, what about you guys?
Look like shit.
Yeah, dude, still feeling it, man.
Yeah, couldn't tell if it was your aesthetic or not, Cosmo, but yeah, you look rough, my guy.
I don't know how to take that.
Compliment?
Thanks!
All right, hunker down. Take your rest. Hopefully my scouts will be back soon. Maybe they'll find something to help you guys out.
Yeah, if you can get message to them to just keep an eye out for Reggie, that'd be great.
Perfect.
If you can, if not, you know, we're going to go back to see what we can find, but...
Yeah.
All right, rest up. You guys have been through enough.
And he just kind of pulls out a little bottle of whiskey. He's like,
whew, this one's going to be for Jenry.
You guys can all go ahead and take your long rests. Much deserved.
Before I sleep, can I rush over to the wardens?
Sure. Yeah. Before you take a long rest, yeah.
Yeah, I want to form. So, warden guys, you know I all you dwarves hate those dwarves?
You see, what, Greg with three G's?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I slap him across the face.
What the fuck?
You need to get over that shit.
There's kind of...
The Krizix guys, those looties, they're in that. Already making connections. Already have connections. And are using them now while you are too petty with your weird racial differences. Get over it. You're dwarves. Be brothers already. I just made a brother with a minotaur.
Make a persuasion check. Let's see if you can persuade your way out of centuries of racial tension.
Can I guidance myself?
Yeah, sure.
I need it. 9?
I'm sorry, but... It's just a lot of bad blood. I don't even know if it'd be accepted in that city.
Well, then they fall to Krizik, and we lose. Bye!
You can see he, like, is really thinking hard as you walk away. Yeah. We'll come back to that. That's an interesting... Yeah, we'll come back to that.
It's more like, I want to just lay it on them and tell them to...
Yeah, figure their shit out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, cool. Take everyone long rested up. All right, boys. You guys have taken your long rest, and just to kind of get an idea of the time of day here, you guys got back early afternoon, 8 hours of sleep. It's now as you guys wake up, it's kind of a little jarring because it's nighttime, but the whole idea of being in the Underdark, you have your whole circadian rhythm is completely thrown off, so it's just strange. You guys wake up in that kind of weird dream state when you've like napped too long during the day.
Oh, you're all sweaty.
You can see Yarno's above you. Theo,
wake up. Yeah, what's up? Scouts are back.
What'd they find?
So they saw what we think are markings for some kind of thieves' guild. There was thieves' cant. It was in front of some little bookshop.
I know that Glebnor knows thieves' cant, right?
Yeah, you've seen him read it before.
Okay. It was on so the, I'll go over and wake up Toluga to wake up Glebnor.
I dive right into my son.
Gross.
Wake up, son.
I guess Cosmo would already be used to this kind of
at this life. They've done so much wild shit in the last couple hours.
Not that. Waking up at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Not,
yeah, you're
that's still fucking weird.
Yeah, for you, normal. You're like, time to get up when the night comes down. So, like, yeah, you're in the zone.
Glibnor.
Yo.
Apparently, at some bookstore, there's some thieves' cant we're going to have to...
Oh,
have
I
you
got
read
that.
To figure yeah. out what's going on there. What else they find?
No sign of Reggie, unfortunately. And no sign of that fucking Felix either. But, listen. I know, at least back in Tidigal, I was kind of the source of all the info on the Underdark, so... Or, you know, just the underground network of cool shit I was doing. So, if you guys can maybe talk to the Thieves Guild, maybe they can help in some way. They might know a little bit more what the hell's going on here.
Well, I mean, we got the best rogue I know, so...
You pointing at Glebnor?
Of course. I told you, I have the best guys.
I just want to put this on record. So, the best rogue you know is an 8-foot-tall, 4-foot-wide... bright green jelly.
Have you ever seen him go through a keyhole?
I cannot say I have.
Yeah.
I don't. There's no keyholes here, so what are you making that noise out of?
What is this?
I'm gonna make one of my pseudopods super, super thin and long and sneak it around behind Yarno and tickle the back of him.
Can I get a sleight of hand check?
Oh, I love it when he does this. Watch.
Does a 26 tickle him?
Fuck you, of course it does.
Oh, shit, fuck. Okay, yeah, no, you proved your point.
Cosmo, you're from the city, right? Do you know a Black Feather Inc?
Yeah. That's where I got my music book.
Oh, tight. Yeah. So that is the place that had that thieves' can above it.
I always thought there was something more to that place.
Yeah, I guess it's like small and, you know, not impressive from the outside, which is a great place for a thieves' guild.
Makes sense to me.
Okay, so...
But I'm just a musician.
Theo, if you can talk to the Thieves Guild, maybe put in a good word for me. I'd like to maybe start kind of... If I'm going to be operating down here, I'm going to need a new base of my network, my kobolds.
Makes sense. Glebnor will get us in. We'll talk to them.
Perfect.
Question.
What you got, Taluga?
Can you let my mom know that she should probably set up shop her taqueria in that town?
You think the people down there be down for it?
Well, I don't know where I got this from, and I flashed the bag.
Whoa!
But
shit.
I opened it I opened it some time ago yesterday, and there was no tacos, and there was this.
Whoa. Are you maybe considering investing in a local business? Possibly run by a kobold? Because I have a lot of plans for what we could do with all that money. That's
question.
So much money.
Would you be able to give us grenades and or show me how to make grenades?
Yes to all of the above.
Okay.
I don't have the materials right now, but with that kind of coin, I could definitely score some.
How much coin you need?
I mean, a measly 50 gold could probably get me on my feet.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Yarno, you've been good to us.
I try.
I give him 100.
Taluga, I am going to turn this money
easy
around.
Easy come, easy go.
You don't even know. I am going to invest this into a whole new operation down here for us. We are going to take the Evenden by storm. Stormcaller, if you will.
It's going to be hilarious if this is all like Krizik tithes.
And then I'm like, oh, Blee-Blee. Glebnor, son, come here. Frick said Reggie's in the town. He's not kidnapped, but he's looking for us. So as far as I know, no one has him, which is good. Because that means, as far as they know, they just think he's a gnome. So yeah, so not kidnapped. No one's got him. He's just alone in town looking for us. My best case scenario, he backtracked to all the places we've been. And someone's kept him safe or told him that we were there and are okay. Worst case, you know Reggie, and he blew his own cover.
I think he's gonna try and be more protective of the cover at this point.
Yeah, after seeing what happened.
And I'll point to Yarno. Also, I told him, so he knows.
Okay, I figured you would. I thought he knew already by now.
So we're all on the same page here in this room is what I'm hearing. We can talk about this freely.
He doesn't know.
Oh, I mean, what's up, Cosmo?
I mean, I think we can trust Cosmo at this point.
Well, we'll inform him when we wrapped up. We got a lot to fill him in.
That's
I think
true.
He's a little lost in what's going on right
I've
now.
I've been piecing a lot of it together. My main takeaway is my fucking city's under threat.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
threat.
Yeah,
big
threat.
Big
we
threat.
Lost our city to the Stormcallers. Again, we'll get into all this stuff, but they don't really like anybody unless you care about Krizik, and I don't.
They don't
I have
like
the
freedom.
Opposite feeling of Krizik.
Oh, so, yeah, see, they won't like you.
Why we like you.
See? Yeah. So.
Well,
I'm sure you have other
priorities.
Qualities that are really likable, not just the Krizik.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Have you seen the hair?
It's very good.
Yeah.
It's flowing. Oh, God, look at that. All right, so let's find Reggie for lots of reasons,
yeah,
including how good of a friend he's been to us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's been great, actually.
Okay, get in the city, find the okay, we've got to talk to this fucking Thieves Guild. We've got to make some connections here. We can't just be, you know, a bunch of us and a bunch of fucking catfish people. I'm sorry, no offense to you, Taluga, of course, but... We need more people to do this. The Stormcallers are a big operation. And
we
already...
also need more people.
We do. I mean, we're trying. Mm. We've been reaching out.
You guys are doing great. Here. You guys are doing great. All I'm saying is, to take on the Stormcallers, we're going to need the fucking army.
Well, I told the wardens to get over their bullshit.
Yeah, that might
really
be
a... laid it out for them in black and white that if they don't help, then that's Stormcaller land now.
It's a tougher sell. You know these dwarves, they're kind of... It's kind of like Dragonborn. There's just kind of a lot of infighting between the different subspecies. There's a lot of history between the Firebelly and the other dwarf clans.
Well,
he went to war with them, I mean...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, no offense, Cosmo, but there wouldn't be any tieflings if that war hadn't happened.
Well, way to make me feel guilty about my own
just,
existence.
No, I'm just saying, you know. Do you guys, did anyone give you kind of like the lowdown on what's going on?
Yeah, I read the dwarven history book I had.
Okay, did you get to the curse?
No, that was next chapter.
Okay, so you stopped during the war part. That makes sense. So the Ebon Den, I don't know if you guys know this, it's called the Cursed City by a lot of people. You know, back during the Dwarven Wars, the Firebelly and the Fire Genasi, they wanted a way to kind of get the edge. They went to the Prince of the Red Waste to get some power and, you know.
And they made people look cool like him?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah. There was kind of infighting amongst the Firebelly, but from my knowledge of history, about a third of the Firebelly turned into those kind of magma dwarves you've seen probably in the city by now.
Oh, Doreen?
Yeah, I don't know Doreen, but sure.
Oh, she's a wonderful woman.
I can corroborate that. Doreen looks like that, yeah.
And the Fire Genasi sided with the Rebel Prince. They became Thieveling.
Look, man, I'm just here to rock.
Yeah, though I got that vibe from you, just in general. Might I ask, where did you get a Dreadsteel axe like this?
What, this thing? I got it at a pawn shop.
What?
Where does anybody get their instruments?
And you guys can go ahead and make perception checks for me. As you kind of finally get a real good look at Cosmo's weapon and instrument.
Ooh, nat 20!
18.
9.
The nat 20, Glebnor, that is pure black Dreadsteel. Whoever made this instrument made it out of a Dreadforge corpse.
Daddy.
Yeah?
It's that same stuff those robots are made out of. Remember the ones from the ship?
Oh, God.
What's that about robots?
Same stuff. Your guitar.
Really?
Oh, it's a robot guitar.
Oh, nice.
Where'd that pawn shop from?
Can I get a performance check just as you noodle away on it?
I'm going to produce a pamphlet. See? I made all of these on that same stuff.
That's a 27.
Fuck you. It sounds so cool.
Darnell's fucking cool. All right. So, you boys go try to contact the Thieves Guild. I'll talk to the wardens. They don't really like me, but I can be persuasive.
Bring the fish tacos. They help.
I'll talk to Mommy first, then the wardens. Okay, we got a plan coming together.
To the docks!
Okay, good luck, boys. And please stay safe. Please, 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 please stay
safe. No promises!
You never do.
Okay. You guys coast back across the Nocturne Lake.
Big raft.
On a big raft.
Everybody looking one way and Theo the other.
Yeah, Theo with no dark vision. Can't see jack shit.
I'm basically in the middle of the raft because I'm not falling off again. So
you've been burned one too many times.
From the last time we were on the rough waters, I make a little pole for him to hold on to.
Gotcha.
Like a bus. Yeah.
But yeah. I'm basically sitting in the middle holding the pole.
And after just a little bit, you guys have done this trip now once or twice, so make your way back to the docks. See Crags like, guys, again, what is this?
We're not going to take up any space.
Okay. Same speech as last time. I don't got to fucking do it.
You got it.
All right.
They're cool, Carl. They're with me, man.
All right. Oh, hey, what up?
It's good.
I saw that kid once. He played a fucking time on show.
He's like talking to Wick as you guys go past him. Let me get a stealth or survival check from the group.
A 21 sneaky blob.
Perfect.
8 survival.
Okay, you're real lost and you almost go down the wrong street several times.
I'm really hung up on that poncho.
18 on survival.
Tight. Oh, perfect.
13 survival.
You are able, Cosmo, to lead them to this bookshop. You know where it is.
Yeah.
It's no problem. And Glebnor does a really good job of being sneaky. You kind of stealth around and you probably realize that being an 8-foot-tall glob right now might not be super safe, so you shrink back down into your more compact form.
You okay, son?
Just getting tight, Daddy.
All right. Yeah. Keep it taut.
Yeah, I hate that.
After a little bit of travel, I have to power past that fucking sentence. I have to just demolish that bit. We're going right through it, bulldozer style. After about, an hour or so of travel, you guys go through the really windy back alleys that make up this sort of more subdued section of the Hellion Quarter. There's not as many rowdy bars on this street. It's a little bit quieter. And you come in the front of a old-timey looking bookshop. But Glebnor, what you see above the sign is scrawled in Thieves' Cant, The Nest.
Daddy.
Yeah?
What's The Nest?
Well, that's where birds lay their eggs.
Apparently it's a pet store / bookstore.
You want a pet? We get Cobbler some friends.
I don't remember animals in there.
It says The Nest. You can't read that?
No.
Get The Nest.
The Thieves Guild?
We don't know.
Well, that's what Yarno told us.
You know what? I thought I heard something about this.
Sorry, I was really caught up on the thought of buying my son an instrument.
I saw a nest and I just really thought animals. But now that you mentioned Yarno and the Thieves Guild, I think this might be a front.
There's a good chance.
You want to go in and poke around a little bit?
Let's see if we can get an audience with whoever's running this place.
And yeah, dude, this book, I need to return it. It erased all my work, man.
Yeah, he's got a bum book.
This one's not that.
Doesn't hold an ink, man.
That's how books work.
Glebnor, I think you take the lead on this one, then.
Right through the door.
Can I constantly be giving Glebnor the help action? Like, being right with him and...
Being really supportive?
Yes.
And I'll be giving him guidance. Like, you're doing wonderful, son. Keep going.
So, are you walking through the door, or are you kind of sneak through the door? What's the plan here?
Ooh. I'm going to sneak in.
Cool.
And I'm going to try and get behind the counter.
Give me a stealth check.
I was going to say, it's night, so is this place open?
It's just dark, looks closed.
Nat 20.
You guys are waiting outside. Glebnor goes into this puddle form and slides under the door. You creep through this dark bookstore. It's real quiet in here. Not a sound being made. But you, realizing how quiet it is, you even silence your own goo, and for once, you make no goo noise. You slide effortlessly across the bookshelf, going past different tomes on the shelf as you slink up behind the counter. There's a Kenku, this small crow-like man, sitting behind the counter. He's like,
"Congratulations, you've passed your first test. Extra sneaky of you.
Greetings.
Welcome to the Thieves Guild.
I knew it.
I've never seen anyone flatten so much right below the door.
Big. Flat.
Big flat.
That's my move.
Who are you?
I am Glebnor Glekalak Plupluplin of Clan Plupluplin. Who the hell are you?
That won't fit on a business card.
Where I come from, we don't need.
I'm very impressed with your sneakery.
So sneaky.
I'd give you my name, but you would forget it.
Oh no. Is this some kind of Rumpelstiltskin shit?
I don't know what that means.
Do I have to guess it?
Maybe. I'm being coy.
There's like a flutter of black feathers as he disappears into the rest of the
shit.
Store.
Go against my instincts to start screaming out Birdman.
So. You just hear his voice around the store as he's stealthing around. Make a perception check. He's trying to just be extra sneaky with you. We're having a good old-fashioned sneak-off, folks.
Long Bill's guidance.
It's only 6.
Okay. You cannot see him. You like little voices and words all around the bookstore.
I'm going to hide.
Go ahead. Give me a stealth check.
The art of sneakeries. An ancient and mysterious one.
21.
Okay, where are you, though?
I had you a second ago.
Hold on a moment. Wait a minute. You are Glebnor Glekalak?
That is correct.
I was told to wait for you. Hold on a moment.
He, drops the facade. Turns all the lights on.
I'm a bookshelf.
Interesting. I was left a note here from the matron.
Matron? A small little card.
Ah, yes. You were expected. Of course you were. We know everything.
I mean,
I look perplexed.
Are you here with friends?
Yes.
I knew that.
Oh, he's a medium. He's asking leading questions.
He darts behind a bookshelf for no reason and then opens the door.
Come in, gentlemen. Welcome back.
Do we know you?
Not me. I wasn't here last night.
Okay, then why are you saying welcome back?
You've been here before.
But I never met you.
I'm not the only one here.
Who else is
here? Well, yeah, my son's in there.
You're asking a lot of questions.
You're not answering them.
I know. I'm evasive.
Dives behind a fucking bookshelf again, disappearing into the night.
That guy's weird.
A little bit.
It's a bum book, man.
Our boy's got a bum book.
His book is a dud.
Let me check it out.
He comes back around.
Oh, I definitely thought you were gone.
Oh.
Like, he totally fooled me, but...
Ah, I see. Someone got one of our invisible ink tattoos, did you not?
Yes.
Did you just say tattoo?
Yes, of course.
Show him the tattoo.
Bam, yeah, bam.
Totally.
Oh, you
knew
were all inked
this
up last night. Are they healing well?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what does his do?
Oh, you. If you were to touch your finger to the parchment and say the secret word that you must have put into this book, it would all fill back in. Invisible ink.
Right.
Extra sneaky.
Disappears again for no reason.
Yes, of course. The word that I definitely came up with to do that. That word.
You're almost more elusive than me.
Have you tried Bleebly?
I didn't try Bleebly. Bleebly.
Patience lies dull.
It was worth a shot.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, if you're done being impressed with my sneakery, I suppose I can let you in to the nest.
Wasn't really that impressed.
You were definitely impressed.
I mean, you lost sight of me.
You turned into a bookshelf. I wasn't expecting it. I'm sorry.
You see, he has on like this little desk he was working on. He pulls like a bunch of books out of different shelves. It's like,
it's a very complex pattern. If you don't get them all right,
you forgot which book, didn't you?
Shut up! This is actually quite elaborate. You'll never be able to recreate it.
Can I try and check to see if I can see which book it is?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
I guidance myself.
Any moment now.
Can I ask this?
You will find out where
question
the nest is.
You only addressed me as Glebnor Glekalak.
I didn't know how to pronounce the last one. It was weird.
But you've heard it previously.
It was written down on this little card for me.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory. Phonetically, sound it out, please.
Plup. Plup. Plee.
Close enough.
It's always close enough when you're a rogue.
I rolled a 14. You can see there's one book clearly ajar that just says sneaky on the side.
I just grab it and...
The stairwell.
I'm going sneaky. Oh, yes, that was my next pull.
Uh-huh.
It was
sure.
It was the final conclusion to my sequence.
Totally.
For sneaky.
All right, I'm moving now.
It's plue plue pleen.
Please. I'll remember for next time. And I'll keep your name alive on the streets.
This guy, you can tell this is a level one rogue. He's probably an intern. This is not their finest. But you go down a descending stairway. And as you pass into it, everyone give me a perception check. If you would so kindly.
21.
Nat 20.
Oh, 5.
Nat 1.
Okay. Theo, you're like, not a dark hallway. And I think, Cosmo, as you walked up through these halls, your eyes kind of flicker with this like infernal light. And your dark vision kicks in. You can just see that there's probably dozens of these Kanku rogues, but they're just in hiding. No one else notices but you.
Guys, just so you know, there's a lot of them.
Don't worry.
It's birds.
Don't worry, I have a special ability.
Oh, yeah?
I activate my eyes.
Are you... casting it? What is it, using your special eye ability, or are you casting light? Because those are two different things.
I'm casting my special eye ability.
As you flicker your eyelids open, that glow of yellow, you can see that these, they weren't even invisible. They're just hiding really well, and the ceiling is covered in these Kenku rogues just watching you guys as you enter into the nest.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
Is that guy new up there?
Who?
He's very new. Don't shut up.
Just What's his move. Name? What?
There's someone.
Yeah, look up. And I try to like use my LED eyes to just...
Yeah, you can see there's a bunch of Kenku just like in weird poses trying to hide on the ceiling.
Whoa!
Hello, sorry. So
crowded up there, guys.
What? We were just, you know, just in case you guys, we were here to...
We know you're here. You can come down now.
We're pretty chill. We were just, you know...
I'm one of you guys.
In case you were gonna... Yeah, he read the sign.
Oh, thieves can't?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
Fluid.
Everyone, get down.
you see, awkwardly, a bunch of Kenku climb down off of the ceiling.
Sorry.
Falls on me.
We were just... You know, in case you were here to murder us or something.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Position, of course.
You can't be too careful.
No, did you have any trouble with Gort up front?
Gort?
Gort.
His name's Gort?
It's G-O-R-T, Gort.
Okay, well, that explains why you want to tell us.
No, yeah, he's pretty... he's been trying to rebrand himself.
It's rebrand himself to what?
He's been going by The Shadow, which is just so reductive.
That's sick.
I'm sorry. Follow us this way. We'll bring you to the Kikimora.
Who?
The Kikimora, leader of the Thieves Guild.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
They bring you down this, like, winding dark hallway. As you get to the end, there is a, like, portrait on the wall by itself. And the Kenku takes a little black feather out and draws a little door on the portrait. Almost looks like he's drawing graffiti on it. And as it blends in, this Kikimora hidey hole opens up into a wide door. Once again, this city is full of cool doors. It's like a really big aesthetic. They're really working with the secret doors.
You're allowed to go in. Have at it.
Thank
I'm
you.
Gonna I'll go through first, but I want Cosmo right behind me.
Okay. Cool.
Kikimora! Long time no see.
You guys walk in, and right away the darkness of this hallway is almost completely gone with the shine and glimmer of gold and gems and diamonds all across the room. And there is this massive black bird creature sitting on this treasure trove of shiny objects. Long black beak, thick black wings, and there's black feathers all over the ground here. And behind them on the wall, there is like almost like a trophy case of strange weapons and artifacts. This is Kikimora's hidey hole, a real treasure trove of the Thieves Guild.
Ah, you're back. Excellent.
You know it.
How are you all doing? How did it fare? Did the score go well?
Oh, big score.
High score.
Yeah, watch.
For anything.
Flash the bag, Daddy.
I flashed the bag.
Perfect. Perfect. The storm callers will be miserable without all the money from their coffers.
And fuck you, Eric, you clocked it like 10 minutes ago.
Yes!
Rub them blind of their tithe. Oh, this is all really coming together.
Yes, it is. But some of my friends here's memories aren't that good, so please refresh them.
Oh. Interesting.
Everyone give me a deception check.
Can I choose not to be... Yeah, I got fucked up. I don't remember a thing.
Oh, okay.
But I got we got
seven
the score.
Anyway.
Yeah. 13.
I got a 6.
13?
You all got fucked up and don't remember anything, do you?
Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, no.
Daddy's right. But we did get the score.
Listen, getting fucked up on the job and forgetting where the money came from is a big part of being a rogue.
I think we got fucked up before the job.
You did seem a bit woozy when you came in here. Interesting.
Flash the bag, Daddy.
All right. Well, a bargain was made. I'm expecting my cut.
What was your cut?
You robbed the Stormcallers. I gave you the info on the score. I gave you all magical tattoos, and I got my cut. 500 gold.
Pay the man, Daddy.
Okay, yeah. Here you go.
Not even going to try to swindle me?
Why?
I'm insulted.
You know what? Fine. 350.
There we go. Now we're roguing, everyone.
You see all the Kenku in the hallway are like, he's good. It's like writing little notes down.
What about 400?
400? What do you take me for? We did this fucked up. Imagine if we were sober.
You are truly impressive.
We are the best.
Well, for 375, I suppose we're square.
I could do 375.
Perfect.
I extend my hand to shake.
Call!
hey, Birdman.
Uh-huh.
I got this tattoo that you obviously gave us. You don't happen to remember what my magic unlocking word was?
No, actually. You actually were very specifically said, I'm not going to tell anyone this word. It'll be my special secret. And then you started writing furiously in a book. You, like, really made a thing of it.
Do you need a dictionary?
No one will know. My secrets and my song. It was a lot.
Cool. Right on.
Just try every word. Perfect.
Let me ask you a
question. Do you know how many words there are?
You better start now.
Apple. Orange.
I'm going into it. What do you got, Glebna?
Yes. I'm actually a Kikimora. We're a different species. Unrelated.
Kikimora.
Yes. You can call me Kiki.
Kiki. I like that. You don't happen to need a scummy little dragon guy, do you?
I like scummy little guys of all shapes and sizes.
Well... I don't know. What did we tell you last night? Do you know what happened to us? How we ended up here?
You came in pretty wobbly.
Fucked up.
You saw the sign on the door and barged right in, which we kind of liked. And then I offered an introduction job, sort of.
Okay. Well,
I gave you all an opportunity to prove your worth, and it has proven itself.
Excellent. Have we got a guy for you? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you heard, but no tide of Gold Grove. You ever been up topside?
I have not, unfortunately.
There's a place. It's not there anymore. Long story short, our buddy, he dabbles in some seedy, possibly illegal trades.
My kind of guy.
I pull out the hand grenade.
This kind of stuff.
And I pocket it.
We'll have to talk about a trade later, but sure. Yes.
He's looking to set up shop, expand his network, you know, get back on his feet. You got a place for him down here?
I believe I could fold him into my organization.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Daddy has a question.
What about a taqueria?
I don't know what a taqueria is, but it is
so
intriguing.
Listen. Let me sell this to you. Bustling nightlife in this town, I've noticed.
It is quite bustly.
People tend to want to ingest greasy, delicious foods after a long night of drinking, do they not?
They do.
What if you had the only taco cart in town?
Again, is this a business pitch? This isn't Shark Tank or anything. I'm a Thieves Guild operator. What are we doing here?
You send one of your Kenku out and have him run the cart.
Okay, we can talk about business opportunities later. I'm sure that your friend is a good businessman. Is that what this is?
Oh, he's a great business.
Are you guys trying to be small business owners or rogues? Because I'm very confused.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
Both.
Okay.
We need someone for our illegal... Quote. Maybe not. Who knows? I don't know. You said illegal, not me. But he needs a place to set up shop. You seem like you might benefit from him being here.
I'd like an introduction.
We can set up an introduction.
Of course.
A meeting, if you will.
You know, now I'm remembering from last night, this was the energy you guys came at me with. Very confusing, kind of all over the place, but I like your style.
And every seedy place needs a storefront, you know, to throw off.
How are you going to wash all this gold?
I never thought to wash it. Oh, you mean wash it.
I form a giant eyelid to wink.
It's already pretty sparkly.
Glebnark, lick-a-lack, plu-plu-pleen. You will be a fine addition to my Thieves Guild. You've passed your first test, and now let's talk about an even bigger score.
Is it from those jackass Krizik Stormcallers?
I don't like the Stormcallers in my city.
Common
enemy. I don't like them in your city either.
Yeah, we already took care of one.
We don't like them in this world.
Okay, pretty intense. Listen, they're coming in trying to clean up this place, and I like this place nice and dirty. So,
I can respect that.
Like physically dirty, or...
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
How much of column B, though?
Figurative, Daddy, figurative.
Oh, okay. Thank you, son.
Listen, I have a big project I think you boys would be fantastic on.
Well, let's hear it.
Have you seen one of these before?
And pulls out her hand, and she's holding one of those
Krizik pendants. Crystal pendant.
I take it you have.
Yeah, we did. We killed him. No, we didn't kill the man, but
super
we killed
angry.
The necklace.
Super angry. Brybrows.
We don't like Krizik.
The Stormcallers are using these crystals to dork up the whole city, and I won't have it.
Have you broken one of those?
I would advise against it.
Oh! You have no
idea,
lady.
We're about to say the same, actually.
We are under that advision, yes.
Is there a way to, like, put our god's energy into it?
I wouldn't attempt it. What Krizik and his followers have done is they've put a horrible little audio plague inside these things. Whoever wears one will start to hear this drolling tone in their mind, and eventually it'll change all their behavior.
Where are these being distributed?
I don't really know where they're being distributed, but I can tell you where they're being made.
Even better.
Isn't that, like, essentially the same thing?
I mean, I don't know if how their network works. Maybe they make them one way, ship them there, and then they spread. I don't really know.
All right, fair, yeah. Fair.
People are buying direct.
They're a wholesaler.
I want to cut them off at the source. They're up.
So we get rid of Krizik.
Sure, yeah. The whole nine. Listen, we talked about this at length last night.
We were fucked up, lady.
Yeah, I'm a plop, by the way.
We're on the level now, though, so let us know.
And you're missing a lot of strange P words at me. I don't fully understand. But you guys got, I don't know, it. Something about you. You got it. Gaspar, you got that star
Moxie.
Factor. Moxie, I would say that, maybe. Listen, you guys hate Krizik, and I hate the Stormcallers. So why don't we help each other?
Seems fair.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
My spies tell me that the Grimrock Gem Cutters have a strange, interesting ruby that they brought in. I believe it came from Windmere.
Windmere?
Yes.
Can we, like, if we break a small one of these and it blows up like that, what if we just, you know, blow up the big one?
It would probably destroy the Ebenden.
Oh.
Oh, okay. We
kind
don't want
the
that.
Opposite of what we're working towards.
Yeah.
Yes.
I what if just... we were to... How big is it? Define big.
It's pretty large. A little bit bigger than you, probably, Glebnor. Listen, as you can see, I love my trinkets and baubles.
Who doesn't?
I cannot think of a better night's sleep than resting my head on a giant gem like that.
But wasn't it playing, like, crappy music?
I think once they cut it off, the main hunk, they've been using the pieces and then infecting them with that horrible audio interference.
So it's not the
So
not
if we
the
cut
source.
It off, it won't explode
no,
anymore?
No.
Basically, if we take it away from them, they have nothing to put these stupid little things in.
I believe the Stormcallers brought that gem here to use the expert gem cutters of in the Ebenden to create these little trinkets. They can't beat the dwarves on in their turf, essentially. They're not going to come all the way down here. So they're trying to infect them from the inside. I want that big-ass gem. I want to lay on it. I want to sleep on it.
Do
and
you
I want
have,
you to bring it to me.
Do you have an extra bag of holding that we could put it in?
I don't. I could probably scrounge one up for you. You don't want something a little bit bigger, though. Hold on.
Like a trunk of holding?
She see this massive crow woman kind of starts digging through her piles of treasure. It's like,
oh, it's down here.
And like pulls up off the floor what looks like just like a black carpet.
This is a portable hole. It'll fit right in.
Throws it on the ground and it almost makes like a basement into the ground.
It's like a much bigger bag of holding.
We shouldn't put that into our bag of holding, Daddy.
No, that'll explode and then shoot you into the astral plane. We don't
I'm
want
gonna
that.
Put it.
Do you want me to hold it?
Yeah, because I feel like
be
if
best.
I put it inside myself, I might.
Yeah,
self implode.
Yeah.
We don't want to self suck.
No. Sorry, I couldn't resist that joke, and I immediately regret it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll take the portable hole, kind of wrap it up, and. Put it in one of the pockets.
I have a map case. Would it fit in there? If we roll
it? Yeah,
it
rolls right up.
Here you go, Theo.
All right. Put it in the map case.
I mean, I don't need the map of the fucking bog anymore.
Oh. I reach into... Son, pamphlet. Here you go.
You gave me so many of these last night.
You, can we have some of them back then?
Yeah, actually, definitely.
Well, while you're looking,
you
have
keep
you
at least two.
Theo, can I actually ask a question?
Yep.
Is your gun visible on your body at all?
Not under his new duster, right?
It's under the duster? It's under the duster, but probably when I took the map case, it's the judge's sentence on the right side, and I most likely put the map case on the right side, so it's probably somewhat visible when I opened it to put the map case. That was about it.
Cool. You didn't have the jacket on the night before, I'm assuming, when you saw, so would she have sawn it then?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
We were dressed like ragamuffins.
Yeah.
I was pantsless.
Interesting. Let's do
You're giving it all away.
Let's do a retroactive stealth check from Theo.
Would that be with advantage? Because at the time of me being...
Yes, it would be. You guys are really fucking good at... You guys have really good memories for the most specific shit.
It's a dirty 20.
She wouldn't have seen it last night. But she does notice it now as you pull your coat aside.
Where did you get that?
Get what?
The gun.
You know guns?
How do you know guns?
I'm probably the only other person in the entire Underdark who has one.
You have one?
You have a gun? I made this.
He's the god of guns.
He's a god. Did you not read the pamphlet?
I read the fucking pamphlet.
You see, she turns around and on her giant trophy case wall of strange weapons and artifacts, sitting on a little stand, is a pistol. Almost it looks like the sister pistol to the one you're holding.
Sister pistol. Great band name.
So, like, how do I get that?
I think we just found our payment for my job now, didn't we? You get me the big crystal, and I'll give you the gun. I've been hanging on to it for a long time.
Like, how long?
Girl traded it to me 15 or so years ago. She's made quite a name for herself now. That gun is worth a lot. I'd say one massive ruby worth.
Well, what was her name?
Never gave me a name. She was actually a bit more clever than I was expecting her to be. It was a fair trade, though. I sent her on her way with all the information she needed.
What information did she ask for?
She wanted to know how to get to Yeageron. And it seems that it went well, because last thing I heard, that girl became the battle mistress of Yeageron herself. Their chief inventor.
So we gotta go to Yeageron. I'll tell you why later. But,
all right.
Yes, on the ruby for the gun.
Wait, hold on. Sounds to me like you're trying to get rid of this gun. Like it's taking up space. Sounds to me like we're doing you a favor.
Teluga, you sure you're not the rogue?
No, I'm a cleric. And a monk. Man of God, if you could believe it or not.
I promise you it's a fair trade. And I also, if you are going to be the god of guns and the Stormcallers are looking for you, I don't particularly maybe want this in my possession too much longer if you fail.
I mean, that's fair. But what about these guys? They're helping. They should get something.
Fine.
I'm one of you.
It's true. He is one of you.
What do you want?
I feel a bit like I could hit things harder.
Okay.
If there were a way to make me more of a champion.
Interesting.
Bleebly's champion.
He is.
We have a unavoidable conflict coming up that I would really like some extra zhuzh to be able to handle.
How about this? You bring me that giant-ass crystal, or that ruby, whatever material it is. I haven't actually gotten a good look at it yet, but I'm so excited to. Bring it to me, and I'll outfit all of you with a little bit of something special for your unavoidable encounter.
Even our boy here with the music shit?
Of course. I could probably find something fun for you.
Oh. Hey, I like fun.
I know. You guys were so fucked up when you came in here last night.
Yeah, I'm kind of working through some stuff.
You haven't seen a little mushroom man, have you?
No.
Monko, Milbo, Miles!
Miles the Myconid?
Yeah.
You didn't take any of that, did you?
You saw us.
Okay, it's all coming together. No, I don't really know Miles. He kind of pilfers his ways around all of the alien district. He could be anywhere.
Okay.
But I have this giant network of spies. I could find him. Yeah, I could find him.
Hey, hey Kiki.
Yeah.
Question here. Would you be able to help us locate a friend of ours?
What's he look like?
Adorable gnome.
Yeah, he's a small, adorable little gnome.
Gang
all the,
guy.
All the gnomes around here
has
are
a red pointy hat.
Rosy cheeked.
That's incredibly specific.
He
sure.
Must, he probably looks wicked out of place, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Anything out of place in this city usually finds its way to me. So, I'll keep my eyes out.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
You do come in contact with him. Can you tell him to head back to Sloopledrip? Or, if he can't, tell him to...
Doreen.
Go stay with Doreen.
You have to come back to me, don't you?
We have to.
Or if stay with you. Either,
if I find your friend, he can relax here in the nest.
Okay. Can I get... Theo, you still have that picture?
Yeah.
This man? Mm. If you find anything about him... Or anyone he's associated with? You think you could let us know?
Of course. Stormcaller.
He's done some bad things, and we want to take things slowly with him.
Taluga, if I find out where he is, that information's free. And can I get one investigation check from Theo before we end tonight's session?
It's a 16.
As you guys are leaving the Kikimura's hidey hole... Get one good look at that gun. And there's a little flare of magic in your eye. And you see script and draconic light up on the side. What is the name of that gun, Theo?
Name of that gun is Executioner's Hand.
You may be needing it in the next episode of Dicey Situations.
Keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.